Can you grab my costume now? What do you say, the penis of the Republican Rebbe and the Shrubs falling off? The Bayit Vegan is not so old. The neighborhood is not so old. And around 60 years ago, when it was still pretty new, there was a great Jew who lived there, a huge Talmud Chacham, extremely colorful and brilliant man by the name of Rebbe Cheskel Avramsky. He had been, after he was in Europe, he had been in London for some years, and he finally came to Israel, and Rebbe Cheskel Avramsky. So I once read in a book about Rebbe Cheskel Avramsky that they were he was walking on the street in Bayit Vegan with a person by the name of Naftali Newman, and they were walking another side of the street where they were walking. There was a little girl that was crying. And everybody's busy, you know, everybody's walking back and forth, and no one's really noticing that there's a little girl that's crying. Only Rebbe Cheskel went over to this little girl. And he asked her, Lama tivki, ma at bocha, why are you crying? And the little girl said, Hachavara shali amra, shasimla shala yoter yafa, My friend told me that her dress is prettier than my dress. And she's mialelis, she's sobbing. Rebbe Cheskel said, we know this because this Naftali Newman was standing there, the person who went with him. Rebbe Cheskel said, Tagidi li mutuka, sweetheart, tell me, ma karim lach. What's your name? What do they call you? So she said her name is Shifra. So Rebbe Cheskel said, Harry, Shifra is a yofi. Shifra means what? Beauty. Shifra means beauty. Kama yafeh at. So Rebbe Cheskel said, oh, you're so pretty. Telchi miyad habayta. Go home right now. The tagidi li'ima, and tell your mother, Shaharav Abramsky Amarlach, Sha'at Hayalda, Hachi Yafa Bebayit Vegan. Go home right away and tell your mother that Rav Abramsky, now the mother, everything was called, that Rav Abramsky told you that you're the prettiest girl in all of Bayit Vegan, Ima Simla, Hachi Yafa. And that you have the prettiest dress in all of Bayit Vegan. Well, she was happy now, and she went skipping off to tell her mother this message. So then Rebbe Cheskel continues walking. So Naftali, this Jew, Naftali, asks Rebbe Cheskel, what was the whole thing over here that you took the time with this girl to talk to like that? So Cheskel said, "What are you asking me a question? It's a mitzvah deraisa. It's a mitzvah of hidabik b'midaisa. It's the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvahs. Mahu afata hidabik b'midaisa." That Hashem Yisbarach has commanded us to do whatever we can to be like Him. Whatever a human being can do, to be like Him. And Rav Chazal said, there's a midah that of Hashem, and this midah is called Mocha Hashem Elokim Dima Me'al Kolpan. This midah of Hashem is called Mocha Hashem Elokim Dima Me'al Kolpan. Now you remember, you always hear that, unfortunately, by a spaden. The pasuk says, Mocha Hashem Elokim, that Hashem shall erase, we daven that Hashem will erase. Amor Hashem Elokim Dima, that last tear me'al kalpanim that's on the face. That's a midah of Hashem. So Chazal said that tells us that if you see that there is a tear on somebody's face, even if it's a little girl, you chayev to erase it. So midah Hashem, we ask Hashem that he should erase every tear. That means even the tear that's on the face of a little girl. Mahu, moichet demos, just as Hashem has such a midah that he's moichet demos. So too, every Jew is commanded to try to do whatever he can to erase the tear from every Jewish face. Famous story of Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka with the ocean of tears. To erase every tear. So there's a remarkable little sefer that an old friend of mine edited, and he gave this to me some years ago, and I've read to you a couple of poems from this book. And I want to do this with you now. There's a poem, the name of the sefer is Tzir Kisufim. You know, that one of the things that we're remembering, we should remember, we have to remember today, is what happened to our brothers and sisters in Gush Katif. And you know that was Tisha B'Av, the many, many, many of those Jews that are still dragging around, like we were reading before from Rav Amzal, they're still dragging around. And even though they have some place to live, but their life has been already very, very ruined by what they went through. That's itself a very, very big parasha, what happened to Gush Katif. So this book, Tzir Kisufim, is a book of poems by Jews who lived through that tragedy of what happened in Gush Katif. And there's a poem that's called Toch Emunei Am Segula. It's written by a soldier by the name of Elkanah Ehrlich. It's written in Lashon HaKodesh, in Hebrew, and it's translated to English. The Hebrew is much sweeter, but we'll do a little bit Hebrew, a little bit English. Omeid b'shmira, I read it like an Israeli havara, so I won't do it in Ashkenazis. Because that's the way he would say it would be with an Israeli havara. Omeid b'shmira, erev Shabbat ben Hashmashot. He stands guard Shabbos Eve at twilight. Umamal mel luchun iranu l'Hashem. And whispers luchun iranu l'Hashem. He's talking about a soldier who's on guard. He stands guard Shabbos Eve at twilight and whispers luchun iranu l'Hashem. Come, let's raise our voices to Hashem and so on. Begin saying Kabbal Shabbos, the Davin, or Kabbal Shabbos. Continues and sings Mamshich v'shar shir chadash l'bal oz v'tiferet b'migdash. He continues and sings a new song to the master of strength and splendor in the holy temple. So this soldier is singing to himself the kapitlach of Kabbalah Shabbos. A new song to the master of strength. Shir chadash l'oz v'tiferet b'migdash. And he recalls the events of the past week. Anan v'arafel, Eish v'ashan. He recalls the events of the past week, cloud and fog, fire and smoke. Niskar, he remembers. Shav u'mezamer, no, v'niskar. Mit'an hitpotzeitz v'lakach imo chayim. A device exploded and took with it life. Isha, a woman. Ish, a man. Ve'evarim she'yiladim, the limbs of children. Shav u'mezamer. So he's remembering the past week. The fire, the smoke, the explosion that took the life of a woman, a man. He remembers the limbs of children flying. Shav u'mezamer, he sings again. Shiru Lashem Shir Kineflo Sasa. Sing for his wonders, make known his salvations. Hodia Yeshuot Bakvishim Avanim Bakbukim Viriot. He sings again, sing for his wonders, make known his salvations. On the roads, stones, petrol bombs, gunfire. Be'arim in the cities, Hafganot. Vidkaluyot, demonstrations and protests. His throat is choked.
Machanak lo fate atagara. Minasela ham shichle mizmor ha'achara. His throat is choked and he's trying, he attempts to continue to the last psalm, to the last capital Tehillim of Kabbalah Shabbos. Heinayim mitlach lachot. The eyes are filled with tears. Va'kol ne'elam. But his voice is muted. Hashir v'hashevach nadam. The song and the praise are silenced. And he stops in the middle of Kabbalah Shabbos, this soldier, and he cries out, Kama zman? How long? Ad matai? Until when? Eich namshich kach elokai? How will we continue? Rabbi Shalom, how are we going to continue? How will we continue like this? So it's all of Tisha B'Av before we get to the end of the poem, of the song. It's all of Tisha B'Av. So we began with Eicha Kolu Badmos Einai, that my eyes can't cry anymore tears. Al Sheva Bas Ami, for the destruction that had befallen my people. Sa'ab Libam Al Hashem. Choymas Basian Haridi Kanach Al Dima, that our tears are flowing like rivers. Yomun Valaila, Al Titni Pulgas Lach, and we shouldn't let the tears dry up. Don't allow the tears to dry up. Al Tidon Baseinech, don't stop crying. Eini Eini Yerdamayim. That's what we began last night. Boche Sivke Balaila, that the crying is going on and on. Vidimosa Alechayon, the tears are on the cheek of Yerushalayim, on the cheek of that Almond that we were talking about last night. Of everyone who has lost, of everyone who is suffering, the tears are always there. Even though so many years have passed since the Holocaust, you think that those tears have dried up from their cheeks, the ones who are left. Their cheeks are so wrinkled. Their cheeks are so dry. They're constantly putting moisturizer on the cheeks to keep them, they should be a little bit moist. But the tears of those years haven't dried up. And the families in Eretz Yisrael that have lost wives, husbands, children, grandchildren, Vayimorim lesnache means that Yaakov refused to be consoled. He did not want the tears to be dried. He wanted Hashem to see those tears. I, the Gemara says in Psochim, Gzeira al ameis she yistakech min alei. There's a Gzeira al ameis. There's a decree from Shammai that a mace is yistakech min alei, that eventually people go on and they live. And the person who died is forgotten from the heart. Gzeira al ameis she yistakech min alei. So I saw in the Sefer Divrei Agoda. Divrei Agoda are Divrei Agoda from Rav Yosef, Zecher Tzadik v'Kodesh Livracha. There's a sefer a lot of people don't know about. There's a sefer called Divrei Agoda, the drushes from Rav Yosef. And in those drushes, you see another side to Rav Yosef, an unbelievably soft and sensitive and emotional side. So Rav Yosef asked this question. There's a gzeira al ameis yistakech min alei. There's a gzeira that eventually we move on, and the tears dry up, and you forget the one who died. I mean, you remember, but you go on living. It doesn't kill you. So Rav Yosef says that Gemara in Psachim Anundal that there's a gzeira al ameis yistakech min alei. He says that's only talking about when a Jew is killed, b'derech kol ha'aretz, when a Jew dies, not killed, when a Jew dies, b'derech kol ha'aretz, when a person passes on in the way of the world, an old person, a person leaves the world, he has years in this world, and he dies, b'derech kol ha'aretz. Avam misha hushlach b'kivshon ha'esh, but when a Jew is thrown into a furnace of fire, Rav Eliyoshev said this, but when a Jew is thrown into a furnace, when a Jew is thrown off of a rooftop by a couple of Palestinians, Rav Yosef said to such a point that he's burned, there isn't anything that's left. There's some of the chevyah we were together in Maidanek by the ashes, you remember? And what's left in Auschwitz when we went to Birkenau? Do you remember? You remember that we davened over there? By what's a little bit of piece of a guest chamber that's left, of a crematory that's left, and we went there to that place? And what's left? And all those Jews that I grew up with that never had a grave to go daven by. So the Yosef said, when the Gemara says, Gzer Lameis, Shistakech Man Halev, that's talking about a Jew who leaves the world, but Derech Kol Haaretz. But someone who's thrown into a fire, someone who's destroyed, someone who was killed before Derech Kol Haaretz, he says, Ein Lezeh Margoa B'Nefesh HaBoichen. That's what Yosef says. There is no way to calm the soul of that person who survives, the family members and so on. And we see this by Yaakov Avinu. Because Yaakov Avinu was crying over Yosef, and they told him that Yosef was Taref Taref Yosef. It says, Vayakira, they brought him the brothers, they brought the Ksainis Pad, they brought the clothing of Yosef at Sad. And Vayakira, Vayayma, Ksainis Bini, he recognized this Ksainis Bini. This is what's left of my child, this coat. Chayra Achalasa, a wild animal has devoured him. Jews who were devoured by wild animals. Eifah Aguv Shalom, L'Nisham Min HaKlum. Yaakov was asking, where is his body? There's nothing that's left of him. Chayirah, Achalos, a wild animal devoured him. And because of that, Rav Eliyoshev says, Vayimoyin L'Hisnachem. The tears don't dry up. And even though we're already the next generation, and we saw our parents and the grandparents with their wet tears, trying to remember after all these years what their parents looked like. And I told this to you once, and my father's tormented by that. He says sometimes it's not clear to him anymore what his father looked like, what his mother looked like. He takes out a picture that my father's cousin brought to America before the war of his parents to remind himself, because it's been so many years and his memory is not good anymore. And to remember what his brothers looked like and what his nieces and nephews looked like. Now my mother doesn't want to see any pictures. There are no pictures. Chayiro achalosu. And these tears are not dried up. Vayimorin le'esnachem. So the soldier is saying, how long? How long? And how can we go on like this? Now let me finish to you the poem. I asked Mechidl, we're going a few minutes over Chatzos, I apologize. Uchmoy me'elov ha'nigun chayze v'shav. So first the soldier breaks down. And he's choking on the tears and they're coming out from his eyes with these memories of the past week, and he can't continue with the kippitloch of Kabbalah Shabbos. And then he strengthens himself. Like the melody that ebbs and flows on its own and returns, And the words strengthen, comfort, and encourage. Matevoshi mati kalmi makes a play on the Chadaydi, because he's saying Kabbal Shabbos. Would you be mortified? Would you be ashamed? Would you be cast down or moaning, crying out? Kumi, tzi'i me'ahavecha. Kumi, tzi'i me'ahavecha. Rise up, leave the destruction. The soldier cries out. Kumi, tzi'i me'ahavecha. On the Chadoidi, the words. Kumi, tzi'i me'ahavecha. Rise up, leave the destruction. Vav lach sheves be'emek habocha. Enough you have sat in the valley of weeping. So many tishbos already. His oiri kivo oirech. The soldier sings. Awaken, for your light has come. Uri, livshi bigdei sefartei chami. To hear already the words, awaken, clothe yourself in splendor. Boy, b'shalom b'simcha b'tzahala. To finally hear Hashem saying to us, come in peace, in joy, and rejoicing. Toich emunei am segula. Among the faithful of the chosen people. So here we are among the faithful of the chosen people. We're still in the Emek HaBocha, and Tisha B'Av is already coming to Chatzais, meaning that the Nechama is supposed to begin already. So maybe we're allowed to ask Hashem, and they were given a shush by this soldier to ask Hashem. You see that even Chaskel Avramsky, your servant from the tzaddik of Chaskel Avramsky, you see that he erased a tear from the face of that little girl Shivra, and he was mechazik, and he was a mesamecher, and he told her that she's really beautiful, the most beautiful girl in all of Beit Vagan. Because you have a midah that's called the Macha Hashem Elokim Dima Malkaponim. But Macha Hashem Elokim Dima Malkaponim, it's not just a Macha Hashem, it's Macha Hashem Elokim, it's even the midah Sadin. Because the Baruch Shalom, you know that by Yitzchak Avinu, then he gave the bracha to Yaakov, and Esav came and he asked for a bracha. And Yitzchak said to Mokhari for my Esav Bini, and Yitzchak is the midah Sadin. And Yitzchak said to Esav, what can I do? I already gave you bracha away. And the Torah says, "V'yisa Esav kol v'yevch," that Esav Arosha began to cry and to wail. And Yitzchak, who's the midas adin, couldn't sit there and feel that there was a tear on his son's face, even though his son was a Arosha. And he gave him a bracha to erase the tear from Esav's face. See, even the Midas Adin can't bear the tears of Esav HaRasha. So when is it going to be? Kumi tzi'i me'ahafecha. When is it going to be already that the Baruch Shalom dries the tears? And the Baruch Shalom is going to tell each and every one of us that our name is really Shifra. And that you think that you're so ugly because the nations of the world said that you're ugly. But the Baruch Shalom will tell each and every Jew with everything that we've done in our lives, your name is Shifra. You're the most beautiful girl in all Beit Vagan. You're the most beautiful Jew in the entire world. I have nobody that's more beautiful to me than you. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know that it's the only way that Jews can stand up now. There's no other way to lift us up. And that's what we have to tell our children, that's what we have to tell our students. That's the only way that we can lift up Jews from this place. But if you want us to do that for others, then we're asking to do that for all of Am Yisrael. And especially, for those who are still survivors of what we were going to read about now in the Kinas. Especially. What we always beg you is that they should be zeichet to be alive to see the Nakaba. That they should be alive to see their beautiful parents and their grandparents and their children and their brothers and their sisters. A few years ago, my father, he should live and be well, had a dream. I was shaken up by it. My father never tells me dreams that he has. I don't remember him ever telling me about any dream. But for some, he was in a very, very good mood, and he said that he had a dream. Never, ever shared a dream with me in my whole life. I don't remember my father ever talking about dreams. He only talks about reality. My father said that I had a dream that I was walking with Itzu, with my brother Itzu. Of Merish, my brother, and Reblazer, my brother. And we were walking on a street in New York, and I didn't understand what were they doing in New York. They looked happy, and it made me feel good to see them. And I was shaken up, I was nervous what that meant. But my father was very happy with the dream. And he should be zeichet, all of us should be zeichet to see that day. It will be together with all that we lost, and all that we lost, but not on the street of New York, but walking proudly to Yerushalayim, the blessed Eivam Mitis of Shabibim, Heb Yamino Amen V'Amen. Let's stand up. We're going to see the, say the Baba Rabbi's Kina. We're going to say the Schwab's Kina. Zirchun of a